It's Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Things we know even before election results, and cloud infrastructure trends. This is the business of tech. It's election day in the US, and a couple of tangential tech-related pieces of data. Facebook's employees, in its semi-annual Pulse survey, taken by more than 49,000 employees over 2 weeks in October, showed workers on edge. And only 51% of respondents said they believed Facebook was having a positive impact on the world, which is down 23 percentage points from May and down 5.5 points from the same period last year. Only 56% viewed leadership positively. Meanwhile, the Washington Post has a dive into the Department of Homeland Security's cybersecurity division's operations to secure the election, looking at their 24/7 virtual war room to monitor the election, which could run as long as the certification of the results in December. One element? Communications with media every few hours to explain any interference it sees. Finally, that hacking network Microsoft and the U.S. military took down last month? It's already back and attached to those hospital attacks reported last week. So, why do we care? I plan to dive into projections and implications when we have results from the election, but there are two threads we know are true now, regardless of the winners. First, big tech is not doing anyone any favors when it comes to trust. I found it really notable to observe that the employees themselves are dismayed as to their impact on the world, and leadership is losing ground on trust. Second, there is a significant cybersecurity effort going on at the nation-state level. We care across both themes, and I'll work backwards. Thematically, cybersecurity is hard, and it's not an add-on, it's not a feature. It needs to be the foundation. If you're not working on zero trust initiatives, you're already behind. And as I think about trust, I'm left with two thoughts. It's earned, and it's earned by actions. Politics is a dirty word, despite it meaning the activities associated with governance of an area. It's also known as leadership and as citizenship. Standing for something is not a bad thing. It's how leaders lead. I'd offer that being a good citizen and focusing on people will always work. Lose sight of that at your own peril. Enterprise spending on cloud infrastructure services in the third quarter increased by 33%, per reporting from Synergy Research Group. Amazon and Microsoft continue to account for half of the global market, quoting Channel Pro UK. The research firm also found that public infrastructure as a service and platform as a service services account for the bulk of the market, and those grew by 35% in Q3. The dominance of the major cloud providers is even more distinct in public cloud, where the top five control almost 80% of the market. Analysts said that the cloud market continues to grow strongly in all regions of the world. Why do we care? What's interesting to me about this category is the fact it's entirely the large players. This is the same trend with server data. Most of those servers are going to data center providers. So why do we care about it? This is mostly about the trend. The big investment in public cloud is because that's where the services are. Anywhere these services are being invested in is a platform for building businesses on top of. Follow the money, so to speak. And that's why we care. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I will be back again with more news and commentary tomorrow.